Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to entitle our message tonight, The Missing Day in Time. We're going to talk about how the calendar, if you will, the modern calendar, has been changed to effectively do away with a day in time. We're going to really bear in. We have actually been discussing this for the last few weeks on the appointed days of the Sabbath, and we think that it's very necessary because we believe that there is a culprit in the woodpile here, and we're going to try to expose them for what they really are. Well, if you go back to the church age, the beginning of the church age, you go back to the true, not the false now, but the true apostolic church of Yahweh. Well, by doing so then, you become introduced to biblical times and seasons in the Bible. Nothing was ever indicated that we should do away with the time of biblical time. But you see, the other churches, and we're going to discuss those just in a moment, those that would dare to change time. So we're looking for the missing day of time. We're going to go into the original. Now, we're not going into the revised here tonight. We're going into the 1611 original reprint of the King James Bible. We're going into the Apocrypha, and we're going to read you in the book of the Wisdom of Sirach. And we're actually going to give you a verse of scripture in the 17th chapter in the book of Sirach. It is actually a passage in the scripture that we think perhaps you may find very interesting. Well, I know that we did. And it describes, no wonder that they wanted to take some of these books out and do away with them. And for that reason, we wonder why that perhaps maybe the King James people didn't want to keep these in their Bibles. Well, now we know the rest of the story, so to speak, as we go looking for on page, let's see what page this is, actually, as we are looking for the page number. We're in the 17th chapter of this Apocrypha, and actually don't give the page number here. So then, you'll just have to turn to the Wisdom of Sirach in the 17th chapter in the book of the Apocrypha, and let us read. Verse 5, great is Yahweh that made the sun and the moon. He made the moon to secure in her season. Now, well, let's examine that statement. He made the moon to secure her season. Well, what does the beginning of the Bible say in Genesis 1:14? That the moon was put there along with the sun for days and for years and for times and for seasons. That's what the Bible said, ladies and gentlemen. And here, the book of Sirach, the Wisdom of Sirach, in the 17th chapter, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8, 9 through 12, I guess we could read here. Let me read you the sixth verse. A decoration four times and a sign to the world. He made the moon to secure her season for a decoration of times, plural, and a sign of the world. So the moon hanging there is for a sign. Isn't that what the Bible says in the revised version, as well as the original that I'm reading out of here tonight? Verse 8, the month is called after her name. Now, remember that I gave you this indication last night as I told you that the word month is an English version for moon. And if that's true, praise Yahweh, then when you read the word month, you should include or remember it's talking about the moon. So in the first month of the first year, so and so speak, you know that it's saying in the moon, in the first moon. Praise Yahweh. So then, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the 17th chapter is indicating here tonight. It's for signs, for feasts, verse 7. Look here. And this is amazing. From the moon is the sign of feast, a light that decreaseth in her perfection. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, let me show you something, just exactly what that said right there. Verse 8, the moon is called after her name, increasing wonderfully in her changing, being an instrument of the armies about, shining in the firmament of heaven. Verse 7, for the moon is the sign of feast. Ain't that what the book of Genesis 1:14 said again? Let me go back there and refresh your memory as we are looking for the lost day in time. Here it is. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs. That's exactly what the book of Sirach said here as we are reading the truth of the indication of the great word of Yahweh. Now, notice it says here that it shall be for signs, for seasons, and for days, and for years. That's what it's for. The moon and the stars and the sun are for seasons. Now, let me continue reading here. Man, this is great stuff. At the commandment of the Holy One, they will stand in their order, and they will never faint in their watches. Isn't that amazing? That Yahweh said that the sun and the moon will never fail in their watch. Well, ladies and gentlemen, are you watching for times, for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years? Are you using a calendar that has been changed? Are you keeping Sabbath by some man's mathematical formulation that has changed the signs of the times? What day are we looking for in the month, your pastor buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's obvious we're looking for the new moon. Where will the new moon be gone? It was a burden for the house of Israel. They wouldn't keep it. Yahweh gave it to them. They broke it. And so then, with the resentment, if you will, of the sign piece, the time that Yahweh marked time with, the new moon, the first day of the month was a new moon. And then Yahweh began time with the new moon. Now, I told you today, it is the 17th day of July. And the Sabbath begins tonight at sundown. So then, if the 17th is the Sabbath beginning, then we would count back for the new moon order as the new moon began at sundown on the 10th after going down of the sun. And so then we got 6 working days in between the new moon and the first Sabbath. That's how we teach it, that's how we keep it, and that's how the Bible approves it. Now, let's look into the facts of the scriptures here. Let me continue on reading. Verse 9, I like this. The beauty of heaven, the glory of the stars, an ointment given light in the highest places of Yahweh. At the commandment of the Holy One, they will stand in their order and never faint in their watches. Oh, hallelujah. I love this particular passage of Scripture. The eternal sun, ladies and gentlemen, we have atomic clocks that have to be periodically corrected to the time that the sun gives. It is so amazingly accurate that even an atomic clock cannot, in its perfection, give the accurate time as does the sun. Now, the moon is for the seasons and for the watches and for days. Do you understand that? For days, for seasons, and for the festivals. That's exactly what the book of the original King James Bible says in the 17th chapter of the book of the Apocrypha that we are looking at. Verse 7, the moon is the sign of feast, a light that decreaseth in her perfection. Now, what was he talking about there in the light that decreases? About that both of the feasts scheduled, I'm talking about Passover and Tabernacles, both begin at the height of the waxing of the moon. In its full developed state, when we call it a full moon, Yahweh ordered us to begin a 7-day festival to celebrate Passover and Tabernacles. So then, the moon would be in its decreasing from the increase at its maximum, the 15th, which is the center of the month of Yahweh. So then it would decrease after the first day, which is the 15th day of the month. Every 15th day was a holy Sabbath to Yahweh. If it was a feast day, it was a holy double day, meaning it was a day of convocation, a day of recognition, a day to begin your count. So then, the Bible would be correct here that the moon was a sign of feast, a light that decreases in her perfection. So her perfection was full, that's when it's perfection, and you start on the 15th, that's a perfection of full, and then 7 days she would decrease. Isn't the Bible amazing? As we search for the missing day. Ladies and gentlemen, have you found the missing day in this month? As I said, the missing day is the new moon that happened on the 10th day of this particular month. Now, isn't it amazing that they would try to hide this day from us and take it out of our calendars? The calendars don't recognize the new moon as the beginning of the month or the beginning of the first moon. They don't call it first moon. You see, the calendar is not a moon calendar. Oh, my. Something wrong here. Something rotten. Who done this? Who is it that has changed? Well, if I was to say changed, let me give you a little facts of who changed it. There is a, if you will, a diabolical plot of a church, calls itself a church. It is located in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. It is called the synagogue or the church of Satan. This is the one that hid the day that we're hunting for. Therefore, we entitle our message tonight, Search the Search for the Missing Day. And that missing day must, to put you back on divine count order, that must begin at the house of Yahweh. Judgment begins at the house of Yahweh. Again, verse 10. Let me read you in the 17th chapter of the book of Sirach. At the commandment of the Holy One, they will stand, talking about the sun and the moon, in their order, and never faint in their watches. Verse 11. Look upon the rainbow and praise him that made it. Very beautiful it is in its brightness thereof. Verse 12. It compasses the heavens. True Sabbath keepers, not false Sabbath keepers, but true Sabbath keepers, those that will keep the correct day, those that will be watchmen on the wall. You know what watchmen were for at that time? They specifically had what we call astronomers to watch for the movements of the heavens. And these were to mark and to note and to call out to the gatekeepers. Now let's go back here again. Open the gates. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you see what this is talking about if you look at Ezekiel 46 and 1? Open ye the gates. Remember, they're only open on the new moons and the Sabbaths. Any other time, they are closed, so the call is, open ye the gates, you righteous nation, which keep the truth that you may enter in. Now, you can't enter into a door that's closed. Remember, the door was closed 6 working days. The only day that you could enter in again was on the new moon and on the Sabbath. Now, back to Isaiah 66, verse 22. Look at the scriptures here in Isaiah, because we're coming right back here. I'm not through here. I'm coming back, praise Yahweh. But I want to keep bearing down on you to stress, if you will, the millennial kingdom, the eternal kingdom that you are laboring to enter into. Now, if you want to enter into this one, if you go to heaven, this is what we, you know, most Christians say, well, I want to go to heaven. Well, this is it. If you're going to be raptured out, this is one you're going to be cooked to. Notice what it says here. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, these are the new heavens and the new earth. This is the what we call paradise, shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed, now the seed that inherits this kingdom, remain before me. So you're going to be an eternal being in the eternal kingdom, and all things are made new. When you want to go, don't you want to participate? Well, if you do, then notice verse 23. This is the stopper. This is the catcher. Now remember, I said, if you don't do it here, you obviously probably wouldn't want to do it over there, right? Correct? You say, oh, we don't keep those new moons no more, Pastor Buddy. They're all set aside. Who set them aside? By what authority have they changed and hid Yahweh's most important day of the month? They've made it obscure. They placed it, jumbled it, if you will, by figures. Remember, liars figure. But remember, figures don't lie. If you are to correct the biblical standard and bring it back to a biblical standard, you must begin your first day on the new moon. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, shall all this flesh that inherits the new kingdom will come worship before me, and then they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed. That's ones that wouldn't keep the new moons, the ones that would not keep the true Sabbath. Oh my, a missing day. We're hunting for it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's calling. I'm so glad that I have the privilege of knowing what day or where the missing day is. You can know it too. Stay tuned. We're coming right back for the rest of the story on the missing day. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening in here tonight with us in the Shepherd's Call. We're looking for the missing day. That's what we're searching for tonight. In the Bible. Surely it's in the Bible. It's certainly not on the calendar. If you care to look, the missing day has been misplaced. Well, we're trying to locate it and bring it back. Now, let's look at the Catholic Church. The oldest pope was Adrian, and he was 80 years old when he was elected. They have been 264 popes elected in the Catholic Church since the beginning of time, I guess. So the fact is that 264 popes, actually there's only 262, because Pope Benedict the Ninth was elected three times. You know, that's during some of these times when time wasn't too well kept and there was a lot of politicking going on, as it is today. And you know what? You know the story about the Catholic Church. Well, the Catholic Church is actually Jewish-inspired. There is a conspiracy. The present pope that we have today, and that would be Pope Paul, he's Jewish. Isn't that strange? Now, 205 of the popes were Italians. 106 of those 205 were right out of the city of Rome, so you can see a political power there in the early ages. There were 57 foreigners comprised of 19 Frenchmen, 14 Greeks, 8 Syrians, 5 Germans, 3 Africans, 2 Spaniards, 1 Australian, Austrian, and 1 Palestinian. Can you believe that? 1 Englishman, 1 Dutchman, and 1 Pole. That's the present pope that we have today. So then, the most common name used, and they all take a new name, is John. That's been used 23 times out of the 264 popes, followed by Gregory, 16 times. Now, the reason I mention that, that's the one that I want to mention, Pope Gregory. If you go to the list of these popes, Gregory in the 13th century is the one that changed the times. Pope Gregory in the 13th century changed the times and hid, if you will, the new moon. I mean, they completely took out the new moon out of the mathematical equation for the counting of days as they fixed the calendar to set on a fixed date. The day cycle fixed. For Yahweh never had this in his mathematical formula of the book of Ezekiel chapter 46. Anyone can go to Ezekiel 46. And if they'll do their homework, if they'll write five rectangular boxes, draw five rectangular boxes across a page of paper from left to right. They'll put 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 in those boxes. Then you can fit 6 working days in between those boxes, and they'll fit right in there beautifully. Those are your 6 working days that the gates are closed. The other 5 days in the month, the gate is open. 5 is grace. So by the grace of Yahweh, each month, He opens the gate for you. And the trigger mechanism for the opening is the first moon of that month. Each month, or each moon, there's 12 moons and a cycle around the sun, the moon. 12 of those cycles will constitute 1 year. Now that 1 year is divisible 365 and a quarter, which is very hard mathematically to determine or equalization in days. So there's where the deception comes in. Only Yahweh has figured out a plan on how for you to observe times and laws. Now, back to Daniel chapter 7. Verse 25, they will think to change times and laws. That date was changed in the 13th century by Pope Gregory with the blessings of the Jewish church or the Jewish rabbinical system that helped devise all of these, this formula that we're talking about. And so then the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 9 says that there is a synagogue of Satan that will come in and change times. This is Pastor Buddy, and I found the missing day for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 10th day of this month. Look at it. Get you a signed calendar. Look at it, and you'll find the first day of the month. Now, they begin the first day of the month back 10 days prior to the beginning of Yahweh's calendar. So then, you're 10 days off from the word go. Something's amiss here. Something is out of skelter. And guess who the culprit is? You guess where the evil is in the woodpile here, as the old saying goes. Well, we're going to replace the missing day with the understanding. If you'll come back to the truth, if you'll return to the true Sabbaths, if you will fear Yahweh and keep His commandments and trust in Him forever, then you will open the gate to righteousness. And if you'll keep the truth, you may enter in. That is Isaiah 66, verse 2. Read it for yourself while you're there. Read verse 4. As we go back to the book of Proverbs, go with us, the book of Proverbs. We're going to the 14th chapter, and we're going to read a particular verse in the 14th chapter. We're going to verse 19. Notice this. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Isn't that amazing? Yahweh said, I will cause your enemies to bow at your feet. Here it is. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Now, where's the righteous at, according to Isaiah 26:2, according to Ezekiel 46:1, according to Nehemiah 13 and 15, Nehemiah 11 and 19, Psalms 104, Psalms 118, verse 19, Psalms 122, verse 2, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 21, Proverbs 8 and 3, and verse 34, and 14 and 19 of Proverbs, Jeremiah 7 and 2, Jeremiah 17 and 24, Zechariah 8:16 and Matthew 16 and 18, where we're going to finish up tonight, and Revelation 21:12, it's at the gate of the beginning of the new moon. That's where you're going to have to bow to this truth. The wicked's going to have to bow and repent and come to the gate times and come back to the days that Yahweh has marked to be holy. Why would you want to keep a day that Yahweh had marked?
Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, I keep every day holy. Glory to God. You don't, probably don't even know when the first day of the month comes.
You're using a seven-day fixed calendar where there's no Bible for it. None whatsoever. Offer a man $1,000 to give me the biblical proof that the calendar was ever based on 7 days. The calendar, ladies and gentlemen, is based within the framework of 29 and a half days. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 with 6 working days in between, that will fulfill your monthly obligation and give you a half a day cycle to get ready to gear up for a new moon. Isn't Yahweh amazing? Isn't his ways past finding out? Ain't you glad that wisdom rests in the heart of him that has understanding? But he that which is in the midst of fools is made known. If you're going to follow after the Gregorian calendar that has been changed in the 13th century and the new moon taken out as the trigger for the first day of the month, then you're following after a fool's calendar. Only fools rush in to that system. A wise man will stop, turn around, and find righteousness at the right gate. But let me show you something. Correction is grievous to him that forsaketh the way, and he that hates reproof shall die. Hell and destruction are before Yahweh, how much more than the hearts of the children of men? A scorner loves not to be reproved. Neither will he go unto the wise. For the way of the wicked is an abomination to Yahweh, but he loves them that follows after righteousness. Now, what is the right gate to get into? The right gate is the new moon. And follow, then, the procedure. As long as the moon is dark, you don't work. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that just takes too much trouble to keep that kind of a system. I'm just not into that. It's much more simpler, glory to God, to keep the calendar. I'll just rest on Saturday or Sunday or Friday, depending on my persuasion. Well, go ahead. The Bible said the lip of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool doeth not so. Are you going to be foolish enough to say that the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar, which has been changed numerous times in history, that they know when the Sabbath day comes? Do they know when to work 6 days and keep a Sabbath? Not according to the Bible. But according to them, they know when Saturday comes. They know when Sunday comes. And reluctantly, we know when Monday comes because that's when we have to all go back to work. Now, if we want to work on Saturday or Sunday, they'll pay us time and a half or double time depending on the amount of hours that we got in. But the evil bow before the good and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Aren't you in the gate of righteousness? Are you bowing before Yahweh's way? Are you seeing and asking for the old path or the old gate, which is the good way, and walk in and you'll find rest for your soul? Take heed lest you have an unbelieving heart fail to enter into this rest, because ladies and gentlemen, if you do, you're going to be those that are classified in Isaiah 66:24. Your carcass is going to fall in the wilderness. And the righteous who are keeping the correct gate times, they're going to tread on the ashes of the wicked. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it marvelous? If we will hear the word of Yahweh and do it as we move to Zechariah 8:16. Let's go to the book of Zechariah and look and see just exactly what the scriptures would tell us in the 8th chapter of the book of Zechariah. Isn't it wonderful that we have the instruction sheet to go by? If all else fails, read the instructions. Sure. Well, Pastor Buddy, I thought I had it all figured out till I heard you. Now I'm so confused, I don't know what to do. Well, who's confusion of? Confusion is of the devil. The word brings reproof. The word brings correction. The word will not confuse you. Did you know that Yahweh's time was always figured on the new moon? But if Yahweh was to come back today and look at the calendar situation that we've got to go by today, he would laugh. Then he wouldn't even recognize the Gregorian calendar. It is out of the synagogue of Satan, and you're keeping it? And you expect to be blessed? No wonder that we're the tail and not the head. No wonder that we are of them that fail. No wonder that we are of them that have a way that seems right. Verse 16, Zechariah chapter 8. These are the things that you shall do. Speak you every man the truth to his neighbor. Ladies and gentlemen, you want the truth? The Gregorian calendar is out of the synagogue of Satan. Revelations 2 and 9. That's where it's from. Revelations 3 and 9, to confirm just what Pastor Buddy has told you, the Gregorian calendar, that is the mainstay of commerce upon the earth, is fool's gold. It promises you that you can keep the Sabbath on the seventh day. That is incorrect, and all you poor seventh-day Sabbath keepers, Saturday keepers, I call them, like I used to be, I feel sorry for you. I know you're sincere. I know you're trying to please God. I know you want a home in heaven. I pray for you earnestly that the Father deliver you from the sly deceitfulness and the witchcraft and the voodoo of the Gregorian calendar system. That's what it's all about. Speak to them, every man, truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Execute judgment and truth in your gates. That's the time gates, ladies and gentlemen. And we've restored the missing day. We found it. It's the first day of the month. Where is the missing day of time? It is the first day of the month. You begin the first day. You work 6 days after your new moon, and then you keep a Sabbath. It's that simple. You say, well, so it sounds so complicated, Pastor Buddy. I just, you know, my pastor won't approve of it, and I have to get his approval before that I can do these things. Really? Let me show you what the book of Galatians says in the 20th chapter, or the 5th chapter in the 21st of the book of Galatians. Idolatry. What is idolatry? Following the recipe of a man, Pope Gregory, as he changed the calendar, brought in what we call the Gregorian calendar. As he did away with the new moon of Yahweh's time count, which is mentioned in the Apocrypha, in the 17th chapter of the book of Sirach, look it up for yourself and look at the wonderful amazements of a prophetic utterance that it was there for days, for times, and for seasons, and to set the festivals at the full moon. Isn't it amazing that the Bible is so plain? Witchcraft. All witchcraft. Beggarly elements. Witchcraft. Things that are seeming right but are not right is what we would describe as witchcraft. Revelations 22:15, again, as we hunt for the perfect day, for about, remember this is attached to Isaiah 66. If you're writing in the margin of your Bible, write above the verse 15 here, at the top of the page in the book of Revelation, write Isaiah 66:24. these are those that are without. You shall go and look upon the ashes of those who have broke my laws and commandments, and have failed to keep my new moon appointments and my Sabbaths. For without are dogs, sorcerers. What's a sorcerer? That's somebody who comes up with a senile way. I mean, very slick. I mean, we got these Bible salesmen. They can sell you a bill of goods. Well, you know, I used to keep Sunday till, you know, I was just a dumb Christian, and I grew up keeping Sunday till I found out that the seventh day was the Sabbath, and now I'm a seventh-day Sabbath keeper. Glory to God. And we got so many of them, and I know two-thirds of them are sincere. I was one of them. I hope if you're one of them, you don't think I'm making fun of you deliberately. I'm not. I'm just trying to point out that the seventh day is no more provable in a Gregorian system because they exclude the beginning of the day of the month. You go back and check it out yourself, and you'll see you're all screwed up. I mean, it's a piece of cake here, folks. It's a cakewalk to the truth and the truth gate. It's a cakewalk. Anybody, a blind man can see this. I got a letter from a fellow down in South Carolina today, and he was telling me that he'd been listening to the show, and he said, Pastor Buddy, I'm one of those faithful Saturday Sabbath day keepers, or at least I thought it was a Sabbath day. He said, I have found out since I've been studying with you that I have been deceived all these years. You see, he wasn't bitter about it. He just took the truth he gained, and he moved up a little bit. That's all you got to do. Come to the right gate. The seventh-day Saturday is not the right gate. That's not true Sabbath. It only falls on those days periodically. So as you look at 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29, these are the days that the monthly Sabbath falls, and it always fellowships the feast as they fall on those days also. 15 and 22, without fail. Passover and Tabernacles is from 15 to 22. And there you are. That's how the Sabbaths and the festivals, feasts, are interlocked, synchronized, if you will, synchronization of the interlocking of the truth. For without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers. Whoremongers is somebody that prostitutes the truth. Murderers. Man, we've got many of these spiritual murderers. They murder with three-piece suits on every day. They drive nice cars, fly Learjet airplanes. These are the murderers of our people. Oh, they speak well. They play well on instruments. They sing like canaries. They know the Bible. They have remarkable recall for scriptures. But they never recall these scriptures that I'm bringing. You ever think it's strange that they never teach on these things? It takes some hated minister like Pastor Buddy. I'm not the only one, these others. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you one thing. You'll get more truth here per hour than probably any show in the United States of America or on worldwide radio for that matter. You'll hear it on Truth Radio. We'll bring it to you 5 days a week. Truth that cannot be refuted. If it is, nobody's come to challenge us. I mean, we don't pull guns. We don't carry guns. We carry the Bible. And so, but we're not afraid of murderers. You know, these people have broke out of Satan's prison. They put on three-piece business suits. They're demons. They're murderers. They're evil spirits, but they're all dressed up and appear righteous. They appear as men of light, for Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light, and so his ministers have, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So you got to understand that. Idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. That'll take you to Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, and I've got to get off here. Praise Yahweh. My time's all coming gone. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to write me tonight, simply write me. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. Tell me what you think about the new moon Sabbath. Praise y'all with a missing day of time. And if you'd like to call me tonight, call me personally. Talk to me personally. I'll take your call. I've got a couple hours here. I ain't doing nothing. I'm here in the studio. I'll be right here studying the scriptures and fellowshipping on the Sabbath. Praise y'all with. Call me at area code 423 426-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172 if you'd like to call. And we appreciate you. Now, my sponsors tonight, Dr. Gary, Miracle 2. He's a Miracle 2 man. And he's quite a man, ladies and gentlemen. He is a solid man of the faith. I've never met a man quite like Dr. Gary. It's amazing how much love this young man and how much he's done. He's responsible for my worldwide ministry. I couldn't be on without him tonight. He and Dr. Jack have combined with Miracle 2 products to help sponsor my show. They're great men of faith. They don't get many orders, but they do know that I'm preaching the truth, and you suffer for the result. 1-877-289-7439 or 1-888-281-7320. That's toll-free. Call them. Tell them Pastor Buddy sent you. I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 Eastern, and then this weekend, Sunday night, on WWCR. We'll see you in the morning on the replay. Yahweh bless you. Shalom. And remember, we found the missing day.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on this radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.